Thanks for joining the Kids Ministry Collective podcast. Each episode of the KMC is designed to inform and encourage those who love kids and serve in kids and family ministry. Let's join in today's episode. Welcome to this edition of the Kid Ministry Collective podcast, the KMC. I'm your host, Tom Bump. And hey, Christmas is coming. I know it's not Thanksgiving yet, so don't be hating. But hey, we can say goodbye to pumpkin spice soon and start looking for peppermint, which I'm a fan of. I'm good with that. But I know some leaders, when they get beyond trunk or treats and beyond all the fall festivals, it becomes super stressful because then they turn their focus to Christmas. But hey, gang, you don't have to stress out. I've come across a fantastic resource by my friend Mike Johnson that has a wonderful, wonderful gift for Christmas. There's a fantastic new curriculum called "If That's a Wrap," and it's from I See It Productions and my friend Mike Johnson. And we just did a fantastic episode, if you happen to miss it, about staying and following God or leaving and following God. You don't want to miss it. If you don't know what the term "take your casket with you" means, then you have to go look up that episode and listen, because Mike explains exactly what it's about. But Mike was the kids pastor, children's pastor at Fellowship Church for over 25 years in Texas, and was part of the creative team and director of Elevate Curriculum, which, as many of you know, I'm a huge fan of and used myself. Now he has this new production company that's going to be creating some amazing things called I See It Productions. Mike, welcome back to the KMC. It's so glad to have you.
It's great to be here. Seems like we were just talking, which I guess we were a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, it does.
But I appreciate you getting back.
It does. It hadn't been that long. Oh, hey, I'm so glad. I want to know because we really didn't dive into too much of I See It back then. But so tell us a little bit about how you got started with the idea of I See It Productions.
Well, you know, when we were doing Elevate, one of the things that I loved about curriculum production was, one, I love to tell stories. And, you know, I think kids learn best through stories. And is when you put a strong application with a story, you know, the sky's the limit on how it can impact a child's life. And God knew that. He gave us a whole book full of historical stories that we can share with our kids. And I love to tell those stories. And I also love animation. It's been one of those things that I've always kind of dabbled in. We did some basic animations with Elevate. And when we stopped doing Elevate and I stepped away from Fellowship, that was the thing that God was calling me to do, to form an animation production company. The big dream is ultimately to step in and try and do some faith-based feature film along the lines of what a Pixar would do. And you know, that unfortunately right now that's a space that's wide open. Not many people are pursuing that. Although with the rise of Christian film, which there's been some phenomenal movies that have come out over the last couple of years, I think there's a huge market for it. People are looking for it. Plus, animation is the number one genre out there for moviegoers in the secular world. Mm-hmm. And so it's kind of like, what are we doing? Why are we not putting a team together to make something that is extraordinary, phenomenal, both in storytelling and animation? And so that's the long range dream that God has given to me. Part of that dream also is to continue to do curriculum. Currently, we're not going to jump into doing every week curriculum. Obviously, we did that for 12 years with Elevate, and decided that when we do curriculum, one of the big questions we always got from people who were using Elevate and others who weren't using Elevate when they called the office was, what do you have for Christmas? What do you have for Easter? what do you have for something right. in the summer? And it was like, well, we just never had enough material. So I thought, you know, if I ever form a production company, then that's something that I'm going to focus on that for Christmas, for Easter, Mother's Day, Father's Day, 4th of July, fall, and then Christmas again, we could produce, you know, a really high quality product that churches don't have to leave their current curriculum for. It just gives them a little special respite. You know, kids, no matter what curriculum you're using, it's always good to have a something that you do a little different, I think, especially yeah, around the holidays. Right. And for sure for kids to be able to see something a little different, and you know, as a leader, that it's going to be exceptionally biblical, but yet it's also going to be very creative. It's going to be fun. And most importantly, the kids are going to learn not just what the Bible says, but how can I apply what I learn from the Bible to my everyday life? And just like with Elevate, I mean, that's my strong conviction is it's not enough just to tell kids stories of the Bible. We got to pull out the leadership principles that are taught there. And we instill those yes. when they're young. I've seen it over and over through the 25 years that I was at FC. Those don't come back void. They come back powerfully in a child's life when they hit, you know, late junior high, early high school, and into college. And we had a bunch of interns that got together with one of our staff, and they interns that had grown up in FC. And always had looked forward to becoming an intern someday for the FC Kids Department. And now they're mm-hmm. onto college, and some of them are out of college. And they had made the comment that, man, all along we had no idea that we were learning how to be leaders when we were in FC Kids. And that just made wow. my heart, you know, it obviously put a smile on my face, because sometimes, yeah. you don't get that recognition. You don't, you know, when you're a children's pastor and you pour into these kids' lives, and then they just kind of disappear when they go to the youth. And sometimes you never really see right. the fruits of your labor. But to know true. That when you're diligent and you do great teaching, logical teaching that has strong application, yeah, it will come back. It will come back with great fruit, whether we know about it or not. Someday we will. I look forward to getting to heaven. Yes. Sometimes God right. peels back the curtain here on this lifetime and shows us that, oh, yeah. Well, so I'm not a loser.
It is worth all the blood, yes. sweat, and tears. And
yes. Something did actually sink in. Amen. Amen.
That is so good. Yeah.
God yeah. I good. See it Productions. We came up with a name. I See It Productions. Because we want to tell creative stories, both in our curriculum and in short film and feature film, that ultimately point a person to understanding exactly who Christ is and what He did for us. And I think out there in the world today, Christianity, Christ, God, the Holy Spirit, has gotten. A negative perception that a lot of people don't even understand why they have that perception. It's either through social media, mm-hmm. it's through maybe a bad experience at church, it's maybe through influence at school or whatever. And, you know, I think it's on us to creatively produce material that will engage even a secular listener, and somewhere in there have an aha moment, an I See It moment, where they see Christ for who He truly is, you know, the Savior of the world who loves them, who has an incredible future for them, an incredible plan for them, you know, that wants to spend eternity with them. And, you know, if we could start stripping away a lot of the baggage that people have about Christianity and help them really see who Christ is again, you know, I think we can, you know, we can continue to advance the kingdom. So that's where the name came from.
Amen. I love it. That's very, very cool. And it's not often we get to hear the backstories of some of the names like that. And that, so that is very, very cool and very powerful, powerful truth. So, let me ask you, what's a wrap all about? This is this new Christmas. It's a 2-week series.
Yep.
Tell us what it's about.
Well, it's funny because, you know, when we were talking on that last podcast and I was sharing a lot about my own life story over the past and then my journey over the past year of truly understanding, okay, God, is this your plan that I step out and form this production company? Is this really your plan that I leave 25 years of ministry at one place? And as I've wrestled with those things, I think a lot of the answers that I knew and continue to come to grips with and develop bore itself out in this curriculum. And what I mean by that is I think it's important for children to know that God has a plan for each and every one of them, and that plan is unique to them, and that it's a plan that they most definitely can get on and stay on, first of all, by accepting Jesus as their Savior, and then second of all, by being obedient to His Word and listening to His Word and spending time in prayer and seeking the counsel of others and walking through open doors that God opens up for them. And I think a lot of times, you know, there's a mystery out there of how do I really know that God wants me to do this? How do I even know what God wants me to do? And first and foremost, you just got to learn how He communicates to us. And that's really what the first lesson in this is about. It's about God has the best plan for my life, so I should follow Him, which means I need to listen to and obey His instructions. And well, how do I do that? Well, obviously, there's many methods. There's coming to church. There's listening to leaders. There's spending time in His Word. There's praying. There's seeking the counsel of others. All of ways that God uses to communicate to them about this is the life I want you to live. Mm-hmm. And if they get on that path and do that, then they can rest assured that God has an unbelievable journey for their life. Every journey is different. Every journey will not be the same, but every journey will be fantastic in its own right. Mm-hmm. And we've just got to understand that we will be, we'll be blessed with that life if we can just live a life of obedience. And for me, that's in my own personal life, as I made the decision to step away, there is such comfort in knowing I'm doing all that I can to make sure that I'm being obedient to God and staying close fellowship with Him. But the rest is up to Him. You know, He's got a path that I can't see more than, you know, 5 yards down that path, sometimes even less. But He knows where it's going. And how presumptuous of me is it to worry about what's 6 yards away when I don't need to be? Because God's got that. And so understanding God's got a plan, it's unique. He wants you to be on that plan. He will help you with that plan. And then being able to understand that there's rest and there's peace in that. We always got to give our very best, but the anxiety and the fear of worrying about whether or not, you know, I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing can all be gone, because our God is a great God, and if we're doing what He wants us to be doing, we can know beyond the shadow of a doubt that He is going to take us exactly where He wants to go. And I think kids need to know that. You know, they may not 100% process it, but that's a foundation that needs to be laid, that when they start getting to junior high school, especially college, and they start questioning things and, you know, how do I know that I know that I know, and how do I know that God is in control, and what do I do? Then that foundation will already be there to build, you know, to build upon.
Yeah. Well, in this world that we live in, with all of the stress and the anxiety, I mean, there to me, there's nothing greater than that hope of God's word and that he has a plan.
Amen.
And that as chaotic as it all feels, that God's plan is there. Yeah. Man, I think a lot of kids that struggle with anxiety and fear and doubt, these will be powerful lessons of the hope of Christmas that this was part of God's plan. And then ultimately I can see where you're going, that it'll culminate in Easter.
Yeah.
And that this was just the beginning. But yeah, so what a beautiful picture. And what a great concept to kick it off. I think that's going to be really, really good for kids to grab onto.
I agree.
Some definitely good conversations with kids and their families, kids and their small group leaders.
Definitely.
Too.
You know, a lot of kids, especially we've had several unfortunate suicides of junior high and high school students lately in our community. And that's, you know, something real that kids are dealing with. And they're like, you know, when you get to that point, you truly think that there is no purpose to my life. And so why should I go on? And so it's unbelievably critical that from the very beginning, they understand, no, God did not make a mistake. There is purpose and he wants to put you on it. Yes. He's got something special for you.
Yeah. Wow. So good. And so true. All right, so we understand what the concepts are and a bigger picture.
Yeah.
I know one of the questions that leaders are going to think about right away is, okay, if I pick this up, can any church use this? And does it take a lot of staff? Because sometimes at Christmas, staffs are a little tougher to come by. Volunteers are a little tougher to come by.
Yes.
How's it set up?
Well, and that was one of our thoughts too, is, you know, when having done Christmas for 25 years, I know that that's a time where it, you know, a lot of people are busy. A lot of people are doing, either they're out of town or they're, you know, they got family in town. And so getting enough volunteers to really do something special for your kids, because, you know, let's face it, Christmas and Easter are big times for families to come to the church. And you as a church want to put your very best foot forward, especially in what you're teaching the kids. You want them to leave going, man, that was awesome. Can we come back? And so the curriculum, just like in Elevate, it's designed for every size church. And there's a lot of video components that come with it. The skit is video. It's both live action and animated. The Bible story is told via video. And it's animated. And, you know, our main points, our Bible verses, we call our main points exclamation points. All of them are all animated as well. So it's not something that you put into your DVD player or you play on your computer and walk away. There is a strong single teacher element to it that, you know, if you're creative, you could, if you have two teachers that always teach your kids, then two people could do it. But knowing, again, the lack of volunteers as the holidays, we wrote it specifically for one teacher to be able to just, you know, help the kids understand how these parts and pieces of the curriculum all connect together. And we provide four small groups for each one. But my thought is, you know, a lot of times churches have enough people to do small groups. A lot of times you don't. And the activities are such that they could be led from stage or from a single teacher in the classroom with all of your kids in the classroom. So obviously it's preferable that kids get out and have smaller groups, but it's not necessary. We tried to keep that in mind as well.
Good. And so the formats of the lessons, what I really loved as I was having a chance to look it over is how you break up each element and you have the segments written in the teacher scripts. I mean, there are scripts so that, you know, he's giving you, you know, exactly what the teacher, the lead needs to say, you know, before introducing worship and transitions and transitioning the video clips. But you even have different little logos on the sides of the plan so that, you know, the leader knows exactly where to go and for the media and stuff like that.
Yes.
Talk through some of that format of the lesson to give people an idea of how that's set up.
Yeah. Well, there's two different ways that you can use the material. One, obviously you could use it in a Sunday school classroom, or you could use it in more of a children's worship. The script is set up in such a way that there are obviously cues that need to be hit for whether a song is being played or whether a video is being played or the exclamation point, et cetera, et cetera. So the script is really easy to follow. And along on the side of the script, if you are in a children's worship format and you've got maybe a sound guy that's either advancing the DVD or you've got a digital and a pro presenter or something like that, they can easily follow along just by keeping up with you on the script. And when it's time, they know exactly, you know, what button to hit. And we just, you know, when you get something out of the box that's brand new, that is not going to be your permanent curriculum, it's just, you know, a supplement, it's got to be simple. And we definitely tried to do everything we could to help make it as simple as possible. If a teacher can get up, whether Sunday school or in front of children's worship, and basically follow the script, then that's all there is to it. And your media guys hitting the cues, and everything else is, you know, advanced preparation for some of the activities and things like that. But it's going to be a lot of fun. I know that the kids are going to enjoy it. The skits are a lot of fun. It's following three early high school students. They've got a YouTube channel, and they answer, the whole premise of their YouTube channel is they answer questions for kids that they had when they were kids. And the boy in the scenario, or the young man in the scenario, he's one that always seems to think he knows the answer, but he's kind of the foil and never quite gets it right. Whereas the two girls are a little more level-headed, but they go on to an adventure into a cartoon world where their avatars spend about 6 or 7 minutes in this cartoon world where they live out the principle that's the main exclamation point that's trying to be taught. And then they come back and wrap up, and then the teacher's got some great questions to kind of help the kids process. Okay, well, what exactly did I learn from that skit and that cartoon animation? And then the Bible story, that's also animated. And it's super simple, yet it's, I think it's highly creative, and the kids will, I really think, have a lot of fun and enjoy it, especially with a lot of the activities and things that we provide.
I do too. Some of the video samples, I will confess, I laughed out loud. I was quite humored by it. So, I mean, I guess I have a little childlike mind at times, and I thought it was pretty funny. So, I think kids will get a kick out of it, and I think it will hold their attention. And I think it's very relevant. I love the YouTube channel angle, knowing that so many kids nowadays, that's what they're spending their time on is watching YouTube people. So that's very relevant and very today, for them. They're going to grab onto that, for sure. Because that's the world they're living in right now. So that's awesome.
Excellent.
I was really glad to see you did that angle, because it makes sense.
Yeah.
To fit into there. So,
well, and I'm glad that, you know, that you found it humorous, because that's always been a stickler for me. Is I want the curriculum to be fun. I want it to be enjoyable, make you laugh. But then, you know, there's also that core element of when you open God's word and the seriousness with which that needs to be upheld. And so we definitely tried to do that in our presentation of the Christmas story, because both of the exclamation points are driven from the Christmas story, Luke chapter 2. And, you know, we want, there could be fun and humor and silliness everywhere but the Bible story. And yeah. I think, like I said, that needs to be held in high regard. And I think, you know, through Elevate, we have a good reputation for doing that.
Yes. Yes, you do. And I will definitely vouch for that. And as I read through the teacher's script for this, I loved how, you know, the gospel is so clearly presented. Guys, I can't tell you how many times, you know, I've seen discussions in the KMC group and other Facebook groups that are children's ministry leaders, where that's been, you know, a lot of your heart's concerns is, where's Jesus in the middle of all this? And is he presented well? Well, let me tell you, after reading through this, these 2 weeks, the gospel is very clearly. And Mike, what I really love is the fact that at the end of the Bible lesson, you've set the plate for that leader to step up and present the gospel and to give a very simple ABC invitation to help kids know, here's how you can follow God's plan and make this personal to you. Mm-hmm. Why did you feel that was so important that you like, this has got to be part of the curriculum?
Well, you know, that's what the Christmas story is ultimately all about. I mean, that we came up with the title, That's a Wrap, kind of a play on words, obviously, for a production, but also, you know, the whole concept of Jesus, you know, wrapped in swaddling clothes and coming to this earth as a gift to us. And oftentimes that's all that we focus on here in at Christmas time is just Jesus's birth. And we think about all the presents and we think about all the fun and the family and the joy of the holidays. But yet we don't focus enough on what is the greatest gift that God gave to us that ultimately has, when we open it up, has the greatest implication for our life that we get to spend forever and eternity with him in a wonderful place, you know, called heaven. Mm-hmm. And so to be able to share, okay, yes, Jesus came to this earth as a baby, but why? Ultimately, why did Jesus come as a baby to this earth and what did he come here for? And without wrapping the whole package together, which is, you know, the life, death, burial, resurrection of Jesus, I think we shortchange Christmas.
Yeah, right.
And so we just really wanted to make an emphasis on that people would go, and kids especially would go, wow, okay. I want to accept that gift because all the gifts under the tree pale in comparison to the gift of Jesus Christ and the hope that that he offers. Mm-hmm. And part of the whole flow of the lesson of the 2 weeks is, you know, I want to know that I'm part of God's plan. I want to know that I'm doing what he wants me to do. I want to be assured of that. And in order to do that, we've got to take that first step, and that's to come into a relationship with him. And the sooner we can get kids into that relationship and then begin to teach them how to stay on that path, the greater our ministry ultimately will be.
Excellent.
Yeah.
And I think we miss a huge opportunity not to invite kids to come to Christ on that weekend.
I agree.
I guess that's where I'm really old school. And I'm like, if Jesus brings them in the door, it's my job to tell them and then to invite them. Because if I don't ever invite them to take the gift, I don't know what else we're there for.
You're exactly right. And, you know, with both Christmas and Easter, you're going to have opportunities with kids that you may only get once or twice a year.
Right. And right. Yes. So, that's true.
You know, it's important. Again, it's Christmas time. It's fun. There's joy. There's excitement. There's presents. But ultimately, if we're not pointing them to the greatest present ever and how we can open that up ourselves, and then on Christmas morning, you know, pause and think about the joy of heaven and the hope of heaven. Then, like you said, why are we doing what we're doing?
Yeah. So what all is included in this kit? It's 2 weeks of curriculum. And we know whether there's teaching scripts and things like that. What else is included in this package?
Yeah, there are two pretty solid craft activities, usually around Christmas time. That's something that a lot of people like to participate in, to have their kids something, you know, make something that they could take home and remember that particular Christmas season. Definitely have take home resources. What we did with Elevate was, that was one of the critical things that we tried to always emphasize, was how can the kids take this home and how can we get parents to actually use it at home. So the activities flow right from what they learned that weekend, and kind of help further that discussion along with the parents. And so there's those. We've got some scripts to follow that, you know, one of the techniques that I think is important in follow-up is a personalized message from the children's pastor to the new families, mm-hmm. or all the families mm-hmm. that came for Christmas. And so, you know, there's a script that you can get your iPhone and you can sit in front of it and just memorize that script and say it to the phone. And then as soon as the Christmas service, the week before Christmas and the Christmas service are over, you start sending that out to all your families. And, you know, by the time 3 or 4 in the afternoon is up, they'll all have it. And it'll just be that extra step of, wow, that I've never been to a church that does something like that. It's something, one, right. my kids had a great time. Two, they're following up with me. And three, they're giving me suggestions on how I can implement what they learned in my own home.
So that is awesome. I like that. I like that a lot. and I know you've got, I mean, the worship music is by.
Yes. Thank you. My goodness. Yes. Yancey. I'm so excited. She's partnered with us and I'm hoping that we will continue this partnership for Easter and for other curriculum on, because, you know, she's so gifted. She's got a heartbeat for what she does, and the music she produces is phenomenal. And the two Christmas songs that she are part of the curriculum are done by her, and they're very upbeat, very fun. And I think that is interesting, because the ones that she had written just flowed so nicely into what we were teaching. Hmm. It's not like they're just kind of, oh, they're just Christmas songs. No, they're Christmas songs that actually talk about, you know, one is all about salvation, and then the other one is about, you know, following what God wants you to do in your life. And so it's a match made in heaven, for sure.
That's so awesome. So, and this is all fully downloadable, right? Or is there
different ways
they can get?
Yeah, you can order via DVD, because I know a lot of churches are smaller churches. They may not have especially if you're in classroom setting, you may not have a computer in every classroom, but you may have a TV and a DVD player. So just like Elevate was, there'll be a DVD resource with all of the video elements and everything that you need. But then a good majority of the people will probably end up using it in its digital format. And that's, once you purchase it, then everything is completely downloadable. And then you have the opportunity to, however your church uses digital media, to put it in whatever programs or whatever. And we provide a Microsoft Word document of the scripts. So if you want to tweak and change and move things around, then we give you all the stuff to be able to do that. And so both digital and DVD will be available.
Excellent. And there's some bonus stuff, resources in this kit, to help with prep and all that kind of stuff. I even saw some video footage of you, with the tool belt on, getting into it. So, I mean, you really get into, I mean, there's like set design stuff and so yes. Tell us a little bit about some of the bonus stuff that comes along with this, because this is really good stuff.
I definitely love to build. And so we had constructed a set that we actually took to a conference that we were just at. And it was a Christmas set. And so as, you know, getting ready to build it, I thought, you know, why don't we go ahead and film this so that people could see how it's all put together. And so it's got a lot of wood building in it. It's also got some carving and sculpting and just some creative ways to do different things that you might not have thought you could actually do. And it's pretty long. So it's a long video. So hopefully it's done well enough that if you can sit all the way through it, by the time you're done, you should be able to go, I think I could do that. Or at least I know somebody I could give this video to that I think could possibly do it.
I was going to say, you could reach out to your local school arts classes and stuff.
Absolutely.
And man, I bet you they would dive in all over that stuff. So that's really cool. But there's some other good stuff here too.
Yeah, the volunteer training. So all of our small groups, we went into studio and we filmed a teacher with some kids actually teaching the small group. So when your leaders get these the week before or 2 weeks before, they'll get the small group leader sheet, but then they'll also get access to that video. So within 4 or 5 minutes, they can watch somebody actually teaching that particular small group so they can get a better feel for how they should do it. And we do that because, you know, I learned a long time ago that the best form of training is to show someone what to do, not tell them what to do or have them read what to do. Although those are important, but the most important way is to actually show them. And so if you want your small group leaders to actually do what they're supposed to do in their small group time, then, you know, this resource will definitely help with that.
Yeah. Wow. I mean, especially at this time of year where, again, sometimes you have people that are serving that they're not regulars. And so to make sure they're prepared, what a helpful tool. Guys, there's not many. Again, this is just fantastic that he's thought through all these kind of things for you to help you so that you can, you know, provide those things to your volunteer team, especially if you've got new ones coming in for just that season. You're not going to sacrifice your quality of your programming because he's got that for you. So that's very.
And then the last one is just there is a video promo. I would recommend when you download it to send it out to all of your families via text, you know, the week before or whatever, just to let them know that something new is happening, something fun, exciting. And so it's about 45 seconds long, and it'll just be a matter of attaching it into the body of your text and sending it off. And most parents read texts, not as many emails, but especially if there's a short video on there that gets them excited about, we need to go this weekend.
Yeah.
I know they always have a great things for adults, but it looks like they've got some really cool stuff for my kids too.
That is a great idea. Wow. Okay. I love it. So guys, I mean, there is so much here in this kit, and it is totally worth it to take a look at this if you're thinking about it. Some of you may be wondering, okay, I want to see it. Where do I go? How can I get a hold of this?
Well, it's pretty easy. iSeeItProductions.com. And when you get on there, the site currently is dedicated just to this curriculum piece. But if you want to do some exploring around the website, it also talks about a short film that we're working on. But then once you're on the site, you go to the Christmas page and you can order it directly from there.
Excellent. Well, I want to thank you, Mike, for sharing this with our listeners. And I hope and pray I know it's going to be a huge blessing, and I know that the gospel will go out. So if you're looking for something like this, be sure to go over to iSeeItProductions.com and check it out. Mike, thanks. Thanks for sharing this with us. Thanks for letting us have an opportunity to look at this and see what you got going.
Yeah. And what also we'll do, there's always a box that for a coupon code. If you type in KMC podcast, then we'll give you 10% off of the curriculum.
Wow. well, there you go, gang. I want to see you go after this and use this. Let us know if you're planning on using it. Let us know if you have any questions. Mike's part of our KMC Facebook group. So if you do get it and you have questions, you can post a question in there for him, and he'll be available around, and he can pop in and see those. Or if not, I'll make sure that he gets them as well. We would love to stand by and help you with this if we can, to make it an effective Christmas outreach. But it's definitely good stuff. I've seen it. I'm going to give you my 2 thumbs up all the way. Love it. So thanks again, brother, for sharing this with us. I can't wait to see what else you're coming up with.
Exciting time.
Yeah, I bet it is. So, hey, thanks again for taking time out to share with us for the KMC. And guys, thanks for listening to this edition of the KMC. We hope that you'll continue to support it, encourage and share it. If there's anything that we can do for you, please reach out and let us know how we can serve you. We would love to help you out as best we can, because that's what the collective is all about. So God bless. Thanks again for listening to the KMC, and join us again for the next episode of the Kids Ministry Collective podcast.
You've been listening to the Kids Ministry Collective podcast. We hope you've been informed, encouraged, and entertained for these few moments. If you'd like to connect with us, we encourage you to join the Kids Ministry Collective Facebook group or contact me on Twitter at PTBunk. We'd also love for you to subscribe to this podcast on iTunes. It'd also mean a lot if you'd leave a review for us so that we can help others learn about this podcast. Our goal of the KMC comes from Proverbs 27:17. As iron sharpens iron, so one man sharpens another. We hope you'll join us again real soon for another KMC podcast.